this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have two very special guests. We have Dr. Kathy Mills and social worker Barry Becker, and they're going to talk to us about the great work of Aster Services.
Well, Barry Becker, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Kathy Mills, we're delighted to have you as our guest today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So the two of you will tell us what exactly is Aster Services.
I can do that. So Aster Services is a mental health organization that treats children, adolescents, adults for mental health issues. And so it can be any kind of support that you need, from outpatient therapy all the way up to crisis services. We support families in Head Start. So starting very young, you know, three infants, yeah, all the way up to adults and through adulthood. So if you need any mental health treatment, Aster Services is there for you.
Now, a long time Hudson Valley residents remember when we had institutions such as Harlem Valley Psychiatric Center, Hudson River Psychiatric Center, the various institutions that took care of the developmentally disabled, and they were all closed because of deinstitutionalization. Do Aster Services pick up that slack, or how has that dynamic changed? Because some of these places, I mean, they were miniature cities. They took care of, you know, 1,000, 2,000 patients at a time.
Yes, so Aster Services does pick up some of that slack. And what we try to do is address mental health issues early on with children. So our tradition has been children, and we've recently moved into adult services also.
Right.
And so it's really to catch those things early so that adults don't have to end up in institutions, or children don't have to end up in institutions, that they get that support in their community. We treat their families, offer families the support they need, really to give them the skills they need early on in life so that they can continue in outpatient community services and live with their families.
Right. And also, longtime residents of Northern Dutchess, remember when you were referred to as the Aster home in Rhinebeck, that was a residential school for youth with psychiatric issues. Is that still the case?
So we no longer have the residential center.
Right.
We last year decided that, well, through a process, but last year the doors closed for our residential treatment center and residential treatment facility. And really, it's that deinstitutionalization, realizing that children do better in their communities with their families, rather than being pulled out and living sort of in a fake environment. You know, there's a place for that short-term treatment. Really, it's the support in the community. And so when we decided to stop doing residential treatment, we really enhanced our community services for children to provide that support to both the children, adolescents, and their families.
And I think it's so important. I mean, Rotary is behind mental health services so much in the last couple of years. And I know May has always been, or recently has been designated as Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think every month should be Mental Health Awareness Month. But, you know, either one of you pick this up, Eric, Kathy, when you talk about children, how do you know, like you said, you started with a Head Start program. How do you know at a young age when a child needs psychiatric care? It must be so much more difficult to diagnose or to see the signs of someone as a child, as opposed to maybe an adult, because they've had longer to deal with some of the issues that they're dealing with.
Right. Well, I can take that in terms of the kids that I've worked with in several Aster programs, starting at age three in our therapeutic foster boarding home program. We have kids who have been removed from their original or biological home and placed in foster care, but with really rich services and supports, including regular therapy. And so I've served kids as young as three in that program. And they don't necessarily even have a specific mental health diagnosis yet. They might have some adjustment issues and transitional issues that we need to work through to make them feel safe and to try to help them name, identify, and manage their tough emotions.
So you start intervening at age three, you said. I mean, so do crisis intervention at age three, or how do you go about it? Just seems so young, you know, with a 3 year old. How do you know the difference between there must be different symptoms between a child and an adult. I guess we should start there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think with really young children, often we're just seeing that they're having some difficulty managing really tough emotions. So something that you might feel like normally would be a small stressor might feel very large to a child, and they might have an outsized reaction or behavior. And so you're really coaching and teaching skills at that point. So it's not necessarily crisis work per se, but they might have had some really tough traumatic experiences even at a young age. And we want to really wrap services around them and give them kind of a feeling of safety and a feeling of competence that they can manage really tough emotions.
Well, Barry Becker or Dr. Kathy Mills, what should parents and grandparents be looking for? I mean, I just spent a weekend with my two beautiful, wonderful grandchildren. One's five, one's three, and they run around like whirling dervishes, and every once in a while they have a tantrum. But are there certain areas? I mean, in the old days, they said, well, if the child was a constant bedwetter, that was just cause of concern, or the child didn't play well with other children, or was antisocial, that was a cause of concern. Are there red lights that flash that parents and grandparents should be concerned about?
Yeah, I really think it's any change in behavior, right? So when what you talked about with your grandchildren, right? Running around, whirling around. If suddenly you noticed every time you see them, they're not running around anymore. They're withdrawing, they don't really interact. And so it's the change in behavior consistent over time. We all have bad days. We all have days. We are the ones running around and the days that we're the ones wanting to curl up under the blanket. If it becomes a consistent pattern of changes in behavior, no, they seem really moody, irritable, nothing can make them happy. You know, kids experience joy a lot. People experience joy, right? And so I think the difference between kids and adults is we see kids that are disinterested in activities. They don't want to play. They're not engaged with other children. That is a sign. For adults, I think the difference between adults and kids is for the adults, you see a lot more of the mood symptoms. You know, they might look sad. They might, might be withdrawing. Whereas kids, you don't necessarily see sadness. You see a lot of fear. You might see the anger expressed. Some tantrums, again, two-year-olds have tantrums. They yell.
Sure,
they
that's why they call it the terrible twos, right?
Exactly. So if you're seeing that consistently throughout the day at home, in the community, and that child can't be soothed very easily.
And we're going to find out more about the great work of the wonderful people at ASTA Services from our terrific guests, Dr. Kathy Mills and social worker Barry Becker, right after Kathy Kruger tells us who keeps us as the picture of health by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, and Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 72.
We're back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treve on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreb. That's Art by Treve on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. not to mention one that's been top-rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeb-Wasser. With me is the fabulous Kathy Kruger, who's introduced our even more fabulous guests. Kathy, okay. Take it away.
Thanks, Jonah. We have Dr. Kathy Mills and social worker Barry Becker here, and they've been talking about the great work of ASTR services. And we've already learned just, I think the greatest thing of all is that that the work that they do to help children at a young age, hopefully intervening young so that we don't have problems as they get older, but and not talking about institutionalizing anybody these days. You know, maybe we'll get into a little bit of a review of what you've talked about so far. But I love the what you're talking about. I think you call it home-based intervention and so forth. To me, it just sounds so much better than the old ways we used to do things.
You know? Absolutely. So let's say hi again to Dr. Kathy Mills.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And to social worker Barry Becker.
Hi. Great to be here.
So it's great to have you. Now, we were talking a little bit, but for those who may have tuned in late, remind everyone, what is ASTR Services?
So ASTR Services is a community mental health organization that helps children, adolescents, families, and adults with mental health issues starting as early as 3 years old and younger at Head Start, all the way up to outpatient services, home-based crisis intervention services, and therapeutic foster care throughout the Hudson Valley.
Wow. Now, when we broke for the commercials, you were talking about little ones that if they have a change in behavior, they become moody, they no longer play with their friends, they become mm-hmm. lethargic. Now, this all brings to mind the years that my two wonderful children, who are now adults and have children of their own, were teenagers, and they were moody, and they were lethargic, and they were, you know, antisocial, mostly with me. I mean, they were fine with their friends. What do you do about teenagers, right? I mean,
what do you look for? Yeah.
What do you look for other than, you know, an exit in a suitcase?
Yeah, I think the key for any age really is that change in behavior, right? In your example, they were moody, lethargic, kind of avoiding you as the parent, right? We're not cool right. when we become the adults to the adolescents. Right. They were still hanging out with their friends. And so mm-hmm. those adolescents that start to withdraw from their friends, maybe they did well in school and no longer are doing well in school or don't want to go to school anymore. They may have been involved in an activity, a sports or theater, and they have no interest in that anymore.
Okay.
And so it's really the change in behavior that you know notice. And I think you go with your gut as a parent too, right? Like, I know something's wrong with my child. They're different. I can't maybe put my finger on it, but I see it. I see that there's something different about them.
I think withdrawing is probably the biggest thing it sounds like that you're talking about. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. And I think sometimes withdrawing gets missed because mm-hmm. maybe there are children, adolescents who have had behavioral problems in school. Maybe they didn't do as well in school, or they were the kids that were talking out or more defiant. And then suddenly they're withdrawing, so they might not be engaging in those behaviors, and people are kind of relieved. We're not having those behavior problems anymore, when the withdrawal may actually be a symptom of a mental health issue or sadness or depression, anxiety.
Now, I have a question for either Barry or Kathy or both, and that is, you know, you see a lot more in the media about mental health situations, people acting out with weapons and mass murders and multiple shootings. And in many of these occasions, there are people who are just unfortunately mentally ill. Is the stress of modern living driving more people over the edge, or is it just better diagnoses or just more publicity? Is there an increase in mental illness? Barry, why don't you tell us based on your experience?
You know, I can't quote any statistics on that. I think it's a combination of better detection, but also there are some studies that show for young people, for adolescents and teenagers, the always on kind of anxiety that comes with social media exposure has caused some real negatives. As many positives as there are for connection and information gathering through the internet and kids having access to it, there are some real downsides in terms of kids feeling left out, not good enough, comparing themselves to others all the time. And so, and also not interacting in real life as much as they are online, which is missing some important elements of relationships.
And how about COVID? We were all isolated during COVID. I mean, Kathy and I did our shows on Zoom, and we didn't actually see each other in person for almost 2 years, but we were doing the show weekly on Zoom. What about the fact that the kids were stuck at home looking at a screen? Did that exacerbate things?
I think it did, and I think it's not so much the screen as the lack of social connection. You know, kids and adolescents do a lot of developing in their social groups and being around practicing skills, and they didn't have that same opportunity as they were isolated through COVID.
Well, as long as we're talking about the internet, I know you've got a terrific website that outlines all of what Ask the Services is about to help people in need or to help family members in need. Let's put the website out there, and folks home, get a pencil and paper, because our great guests, Dr. Kathy Mills and Barry Becker, will repeat that in the third portion of the program. What is the website?
It's asterservices.org. So it's ASTORSERVICES.org. And that has links to all of our services, who you need to contact, can learn about the programs there.
You know, the insidious thing about mental illness is, first of all, there's a stigma attached. You know, if somebody gets cancer, nobody says, oh, you're bad, you have cancer. There's sympathy for that person. Also, like, you know, my hip hurts because I'm an old guy, so I go to the orthopedist. But sometimes with mental illness, your mind won't allow you to accept that. It's everybody else's the problem. So that's why people are reluctant to seek help. But there's also a societal stigma. And again, this is for either Kathy, Barry, or both. What is Ask the Services doing to do away with that stigma?
I think that it's important for parents and family members, especially, to welcome when a child or a teen is interested in therapy, to really embrace that. It doesn't mean that they're going to be in therapy forever. It doesn't mean they're going to be on medications for the rest of their life or at all. It just means that they're feeling like they need some additional support outside the family. And we tell parents that they are part of the treatment, that it's not just give us the kid and we'll return the kid to you better. You know, right. It's a family dynamic. And so the parents can and should learn some new information and new skills as well.
How do you begin a conversation either with probably a teenager or an adult, I would assume, because a child, a small child, the parent's just going to get a hold of the doctor or the website. But how do you approach a young adolescent or an adult about thinking in terms of getting any kind of help or therapy or calling your phone number or getting on your website?
So I think the first thing is just to be kind and remind them that you care about them and be really honest about, I've noticed a difference in you. I think that's the best thing. I care about you. I'm worried. I've noticed you haven't been yourself. Do you want to talk about it? And if they don't want to talk, it's okay. Sit with them, just be there for them, bring it up again, remind them that there are other people in their life that they trust that they can talk to about it. But just, emphasizing the care and that you've noticed a difference and want them to, live the best life that they can.
And if they want more information and help, your website is?
AsterServices.org, ASTORSERVICES.org.
And folks, home, get that pencil and paper, because our two great guests, Barry Becker and Dr. Kathy Mills, repeat that in the third portion of the program, which comes to you right after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you. ThirdEyeAssociates.com or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Kathy Krueger, producer of Radio Rotary. If you are listening now, so are your customers. You can advertise on Radio Rotary for as little as $25 per week. Call me, Kathy Krueger, at 845-702-4410 for full details or email me at info@radiorotary.org. That's info@radiorotary.org.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboisa. With me is my producer and co-host, the fabulous Kathy Krueger. And one of the jobs of the producer, besides trying to keep me in line, which is pretty much an impossible situation, is to book great guests. And Kathy, you've outdone yourself today. You have two terrific guests, which I'd like you to reintroduce.
Yeah, we have, like you said, two wonderful women, Dr. Kathy Mills and social worker Barry Becker. And they've been talking to us about the great work of Aster Services. And, you know, if you've got people like you both who are working at Aster Services, it's the place to go, because I think it was you, Dr. Mills, who ended up our last segment saying that just to have a friendly person to talk to, if you think that there's somebody that might need some help or some counseling or be in need of mental health services, it was just so nice the way you said that, just be there for them and be a friendly voice. Is that something that you, am I saying it correctly?
Yes. Yes, I think you're exactly right. It's being kind, reminding them that you care. You know, you don't have to use the word mental illness, just saying, right, I noticed you've changed. I noticed something might be going on for you. Would you like to talk about it? It opens the door for them. And could I take some of the stigma away for them if someone's noticing? It gives them an in, because, you know, some people try to hold it in and protect the people around them. And so that's their opening, that you're able to and you're willing to listen to them.
So Barry Becker, Aster Services is a great motto, which I'd like to explore with you. Help, heal, and hope. What's that all about?
Hey, I think one of the things that we try to tell people is there's a range of services, from just, you know, short-term therapy and support, whether it's based in the schools where we have therapists, or we have therapists that come to the home. There's a real variety depending on the need of the child, adolescent, or family. And so we help in lots of varied ways. And one of the things that we do feel when parents are really concerned about their children is sometimes they have lost hope. Maybe, you know, they feel like they've tried everything. And so we really encourage them to, you know, give it one more try with us. And we're going to try a lot of different things, and we're not going to give up until we've helped the family and connected them with the right services for them and their child.
And before, of course, you can get that help, you need to reach out to Aster Services through their terrific website, which is?
It's asterservices.org. It's AsterServices.org.
Folks,
is
get
there
a
phone number,
yeah,
too, that they can call?
Sure. So on the website is the individual phone numbers for the different types of programs. Our main phone number is 845-871-1000, and that'll get you into a general person who will be able to direct you to the right program.
That was my next question. Yeah. How does it start? Yeah.
And folks, get a pencil and paper, because our great guests will repeat that before the end of the program. So Kathy Mills, how does it start?
You make a phone call.
You can make a phone call through our website. Some of the programs have referral forms that you can fill out online and email in or drop off. And I wanted to mention another number that everyone should know, and that's 988, and that's the National Suicide Helpline. And that will get you directly into the Dutchess County Helpline, where there are mental health professionals who answer the phone and can, if you're in an immediate need where you need someone to talk to, whether it's for yourself or for a loved one and you don't know how to help them in a crisis situation, you can call in. The mental health professional will talk you through that and then also to help you connect to other services. They'll get you through that difficult moment and connect you.
And that website, 988. And the website one more time is?
It's asterservices.org, asterservices.org.
So Barry Becker, tell us what got you interested in this kind of work, and then we'll find out from Dr. Mills how she got involved. But what got you interested in this kind of work?
Well, social work is kind of a second career for me. I was involved in law and public policy and working on children's policy, and just saw a lot of gaps in the systems, but also really wanted to be around children and adolescents in this next phase of my career. And I think many of us have a background where, you know, we've experienced mental health challenges within our family or within our community. And so we've seen how valuable it can be when people get the right kind of help.
And how about Dr. Kathy Mills? What got you interested in helping people through ASTA services?
So I've worked with children since I was a child, since I was 12, worked at summer camps and on.
Oh, yeah?
From there, really saw kind of what Barry was saying of how the children, and as I got older, the adolescents who got services and got the help they needed really were able to be successful, and their families got support that they needed. And so led me into that direction for my career. And I've been with ASTER for 24 years. So,
wow.
Well, obviously, you started as a candy striper at 12.
I mean, see, that's what's just so lovely about you both telling us about your histories is that you care so much about the people that you work with, and you see them getting better and then moving on and having, I'm assuming, help, you know, healthy, happy, normal lives after getting some help, you know, just along the way, like we all do at some point in time in our lives. We all need a break. We all need help. We all need someone to talk to. And
that's such a good point.
Yeah, you can't do it by yourself.
And that's what we tell people. I work sometimes on the helpline, the 988 helpline in the county as well. And we're letting people know when they're kind of shy sometimes or reluctant to call or to let us know what's going on with them. We remind them, you know, everybody needs help at one point or another. This is just a time that's particularly hard for you. It's not going to last. And we're here to support, help you through it, and connect you with the right people.
So Dr. Kathy Mills, you have a big event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so ASTER will be hosting a screening of Inside Out 2 when that comes out, and that'll be at the Roosevelt Theater. So pay attention to the website for details, and that'll be free to community members.
And
Roosevelt,
what is that?
Theater, that's right in Hyde Park then. Oh, that's an interesting place to do that. That's cool. Okay.
And that's a motion picture about mental health services?
So it's a motion picture about feelings, and it's really a great illustration of talking about mental health without coming directly out and saying it. And so it's a great way to start a conversation about feelings and how they affect all of us.
I like that. Yeah.
And the website, again, for people to keep track of when that show is going to be, is?
AsterServices.org. It's AsterServices.org.
So Dr. Kathy Mills and Barry Becker, if I gave you a magic wand, what would you want to see for the future of mental health treatment?
Gee, I'd want to see really easily accessible and free access for all family members, all community members to mental health services so that they didn't have to call to see who could take their insurance. And after maybe they call the 20th provider, they might find someone and they might have a wait list of a few weeks. And so ASTER really tries to open that up and take a lot of different insurance and serve people as quickly as possible.
And Dr. Mills, what would you want to see?
I couldn't have said it better than Barry said it. Just add that there would be no stigma where people would feel free to seek services without being worried about being stigmatized or judged in any way.
And when you want to seek services, your website one more time is?
AsterServices.org. A-S-T-O-R. servicesorg.
Dr. Kathy Mills and social worker Barry Becker, thank you so much for everything you do for those in need. And thank you for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Yes. Thank you, ladies, very much for what you do.
Thank you, Kathy.
It's our pleasure. And Kathy, who do we have to thank for sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
We are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Trebe-Wasser, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org.